Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We are focusing today on Middle Tennessee State University, and we're going to be visiting this morning with, are you Connie or Dawn?
Dawn.
Dawn, okay. yes, Dawn McCormick is with us, Dr. Dawn McCormick, the director of the MALA program. First of all, what is MALA?
It's the Master of Arts and Liberal Arts program.
Okay, well, tell us a little about that, if you would.
The Master of Arts and Liberal Arts program is a flexible program centered in the College of Liberal Arts at MTSU. And it has a core of classes which introduce students to the liberal arts overall, and then allows them to take electives to help them achieve their goals and pursue their interests.
Okay. What type of programs are offered under the College of Liberal Arts?
In the College of Liberal Arts, well, we have lots of undergraduate and graduate programs, history and English and global studies and communications and all sorts of different things.
Very good. Well, tell us a little more about this program and how people can learn more about it.
Okay. The program starts with a course. It's a foundations course, and it's centered on a topic. And this fall, we'll be centering on two different topics, so students have a choice. One will be identity, and the other one will be human migration, thinking about things like the movement of Syrians and things that we have in Europe right now, and then looking at in the past and also in the present, the different things that cause that. And students get the opportunity to work with a different professor every 2 weeks from a different discipline, and really get, for one, they get to know one professor in every single discipline, but they also get to explore these topics from a lot of different viewpoints, a lot of different disciplines. The students get to know each other very well, and they seem to really enjoy the interaction.
Oh, that's great. Now, this, I understand, is what is considered to be a program that is maybe for an advanced degree. So when you talk about an advanced degree, I think about masters and things of that sort. Is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, okay. Yes. So it is a master's degree. So in order to get into the program, students need to already have obtained a bachelor's degree. But people get into this program. We've only actually had it a year, but we already have close to maybe 30, 35 students. And they vary in all different ages, lots of diversity in the program. It really sets up for some wonderful discussions between the students.
Now, when you graduate with this degree, does this open the door to a lot of job possibilities?
Right. So the liberal arts in general really gives students a lot of skills that employers really want at this time. Students are able to adapt to all sorts of situations. They have really good written and communication skills, they can speak well, they can negotiate, they can do all sorts of things that I think people are starting to recognize again that the liberal arts, it's not just a side thing. It's not just for fun. I mean, it is fun, but it's also a way to really develop a lot of important skills.
We have a lot of talk shows that focus on if you get out of college and you have a debt that you want to, you know, your degree costs money. I mean, you don't get that usually for free. Mm-hmm. Be sure that you have something that will earn you money. And so you're saying this will earn money.
Right, right. And I mean, the liberal arts in general, if you look at national surveys, long-term students actually end up making just as much as they do in other degrees. The important thing is for students to be able to verbalize those skills when they get out of either an undergraduate degree or a master's degree. And that's something I think that maybe hasn't been done as well, but something that now with MTSU, even across the university, is really focusing on more with newer programs. So
what type of degree should you have prior to this? Or would any undergraduate degree mesh with this master's degree?
Right. So really any bachelor's degree. I have students who have come straight out of liberal arts and are continuing on with their pursuits. We also have students who are retired and have backgrounds from IT to anything else. I mean, really, we have a very diverse group. Some students really want to pursue the liberal arts. Like, they did something else before, and now they've come to the liberal arts because it's something that they always wanted to do. They were very interested in history, or they're very interested in something, and they would want to come back to it.
So you have a variety of ages who are in this program.
Yes. Yes, we do. We go up into the early 70s at this point.
Oh, wow. That is a variety. So from college age on up into the 70s, what does a person in their 70s realize that they missed and they want to try to capture it?
Well, I have students who want to write books, who want to engage in advocacy, and others who are just looking to go into nonprofits. Because we have programs, especially organizational communications and communication studies, which really focuses a lot on nonprofits and how nonprofits work and opportunities for people to do internships and things in nonprofits. So they're looking for that.
Okay. So this is a program, this MTSU College of Liberal Arts with a master's program. This is something for all ages, and the main thing it sounds like it's going to do is to teach you to be a better communicator, and there are always positions in that area.
Yes, and really what I do, what I like to do is I like to take potential students, and I sit them down, and we talk. Either we meet in my office or we meet somewhere else, and a lot of times we'll talk for 45 minutes to an hour, and we discuss what their goals are, and then we tailor or make that program for what those goals are. So if someone wants to be a better oral communicator, I send them in the direction towards the organizational communications, communication studies. If they're looking to get a better idea about diversity and working with people from different countries and different cultures, then I'm going to send them more towards global studies. Some people who want to write books or things like that, I send them, anything in the liberal arts is going to help with that, but history and English and things like that. So basically, we figure out what courses they should take to get them those skills or to follow their interests. And we create it for each individual person.
Are you finding that businesses think, I need somebody like that? It would be worth my while to invest in somebody who's already a part of our team, and I'd like to send them back to MTSU and get this master's program.
Yeah, I think our program is very new. We just started our first students last fall. We're up to about 30 to 35 students, and I think that that's something that will be down the line as we get a reputation. I mean, we're really working on the reputation of the program and building a strong program. But I do have a few students who are business owners, and they are already taking some of the things that they've learned in the program and implementing them into their businesses. So I would think more along the lines of entrepreneurs and people like that who really benefit from what liberal arts has to offer.
So if you are in business for yourself, or if you're a leader in a business working for somebody else, and you see that there are some communication skills that you're lacking or that you would benefit from having, you need to check into this. How long does it take to get this master's program?
Well, we are very flexible. So some students take one course a semester. or maybe 2 a year or 3 a year. And then we have other students who are taking 2 to 3 courses a semester. So it's supposed to be a 2-year program, but we don't force people to finish in 2 years. And of course, if someone really wanted to speed through, they could get through in less than 2 years. But the ideal is about 2 years.
Okay. About what does it cost to get a master's degree?
Well, I'm not real good at remembering all those numbers. One of the interesting things is that senior citizens, so 65 and older, they have, it's about $70 a course. So that's a really good deal for someone who would like to pursue their interests or would like to. And we have a lot of programs with our faculty at MTSU that go abroad. So you can go and spend 2 weeks abroad with someone in Vietnam or someone in Italy or Scotland, all places that some of our students have gone. And you can go there and you can experience a course somewhere else. And that counts towards the program.
And those are part of this master's program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. They would be considered as electives.
Oh,
so those are things that can be put in. And really, I mean, not just senior citizens, of course, anyone who wants to grow as a person and has not been abroad, I think it's one of the most important things that you can do to open up your eyes to different countries and different cultures and see what's the same and what's different. I think it's something that's more important probably than just about anything else.
So you would go to another country and study in a college in that country?
In this case, you would study with an MTSU faculty advisor.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You'd just be in another country.
Yeah, like, for example, this was before this program existed, but I used to take students to Egypt to do archaeological excavations. So there's lots of opportunities out there to participate in research, to go, or just to go on a tour with an MTSU faculty who's an expert in something, you know, related to that region, and to go and to explore those things. I mean, those are the kinds of things that are open to the students in this program.
Obviously, we probably have waited too late to take that trip this year, but when is the next one coming up?
Well, I mean, we have education abroad programs going on all the time. They're year-round.
So every semester?
Most of them are in the summer, but there are other options as well. So,
what type of locations are you going to?
We have professors who go to Israel. Africa, just about anywhere. It just depends on what's being offered that particular year. There's a lot of opportunity for students to explore that. Students in this program also can work on sort of independent studies with the professors in our college. So if someone, let's say they wanted to write a book on a specific topic and they find a faculty member who is an expert in that field or an expert in something related to that field, they can actually take a class with that person individually and do readings with them and discussions with them and really explore specific topics. And then we also have some of the courses in our other graduate programs are also open to our students. So they might be able to take a history class or something like that as well.
So if somebody is hearing this morning and you're thinking, I would like to learn more about that, I'd like to see if they are going to such and such, or I'd like to learn how to be a better communicator, I need to speak clearly, more distinctly, I need to be able to write better. And that's a challenge.
Or I've always wanted to look into this, or I have various interests. I mean, these are the other things that I hear as well. So they would contact, there's several ways. One, they could contact me by phone, and my number is 615-494-8603. Or they could go on the internet and email me. We have a website, so they can just Google MTSU Master of Arts and Liberal Arts, or they can email us at sorry, I forgot my email address.
Okay. I do that all the time.
But it's on the website, so.
Okay, but the phone number is 615-494-8063.
8603.
86, okay.
Yeah.
So there we... And do you have a program in dyslexics? 8603, okay. There we go. And this is called... What again is the official title if we're looking at
it? It's the Master of Arts in Liberal Arts.
Master of Arts in liberal arts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is a new program, been around for about a year now. And how many people are involved in this already?
We have between 30 and 35. Currently.
That's phenomenal. I mean, for just a program this new. And it will teach you how to better communicate in writing as well as verbally, and give you a whole lot of other information, too, to make you better at what you are doing. Just get with Dr. Dawn McCormick. She's the director of the program, the Master of Arts in Liberal Arts. Master of Arts in Liberal Arts. Okay. Think about that for a while and give her a call. The phone number again, 615-494-8603. Before we leave, any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Yeah, but we really, really, if people have any interest at all, they can always contact me, and we can talk together to find if it's a good fit or not.
Sounds like a winner. We thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Dawn McCormick, the director of the Master of Arts in Liberal Arts program at Middle Tennessee State University. Dawn, thanks again. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you later. Stay with us. The program continues. We're focusing on MTSU. Go Big Blue.
We bring people to know you, and you know them. People like Truman Jones. Weekday mornings at 9, only on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
Russell Carin, Executive Director of Christian Care Center of Rutherford County.
I just would like to invite you to stop by Christian Care Center of Rutherford County at 202 Enon Springs Road, right here in downtown Smyrna.
The residents love Christian Care Center of Rutherford County. What do you like most about being here?
I like it all. Everybody is extremely nice. And if you sashay through the halls, it's very, very clean.
Russell Richardson, chaplain at Christian Care Center of Rutherford County.
Well, I have been a pastor of a local church for many, many years. Had a good friend who had been doing this for many years here at this facility, and he recommended this for me, so I thought that would be great.
Visit Christian Care Center online at cccofrutherfordcounty.com.
This is Russell Carin. I just would like to invite you to stop by Christian Care Center of Rutherford County at 202 Enon Springs Road, right here in downtown Smyrna.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. Come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Play it again, sports!
Your summer headquarters.
We've got everything you need for baseball, football, golf, skateboards, soccer, disc golf, and more. Enjoy summer for less with great prices on new quality used equipment. Play it again, sports on Thompson Lane.
We picked up a new crash at East Northville Boulevard there at Las Casas. It's going to be some slowing there. Otherwise, picking up quite a bit more. Old Fort Parkway, Mercury Boulevard, South Church Street, and Medical Center Parkway. Just before the Hermitage Avenue exit, you've got a crash at exit 212, I-40 westbound. The 2nd and 4th Avenue exit, exit 210C, I-40 westbound, a crash. Watch for an accident, 9th Avenue North at Church Street, 10th Avenue North at Charlotte Avenue. I'm Marilyn Ewing, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you, Marilyn. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see mostly sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the lower 90s, and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 70.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We invite you to come and see why there is a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. The difference is in our staff and our employees. We do go the extra mile to make every person that walks in our door feel special and take care of their specific banking needs. We'd love an opportunity to be your bank. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
No show that won't seem to let me go.
Welcome back. We are focusing this morning on Middle Tennessee State University, and we're going to be talking now about Saddle Up for Project Help. Each year at this time, Saddle Up for Project Help is always one of those fun events to attend, and of course it benefits a very worthy cause. Visiting with us right now, the new director of the ACE Learning Center at MTSU, Christy Davis. Christy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Tell us, first of all, what is Saddle Up all about?
Well, this year it's actually going to be a different event. It's going to be the 10th anniversary, and historically it's been an adult event. But this year we decided to change it completely, put a new spin on it, and we are making it a child-centered event, family-friendly. So it will be on Friday, July 29th at Murphy Center on the concourse, and this is our major fundraiser for Ann Campbell Early Learning Center, formerly known as Project Help, and for that, we will have child-friendly activities as well as food for everyone.
Oh, sounds like a lot of fun. Now, for people who don't know what the Early Learning Center is, and maybe they are new to town and are not familiar with Ann Campbell, tell us a little about the history of the program.
Yes, Dr. Ann Campbell, she was a faculty member at MTSU, and she had, thankfully, the vision for needing a program for children with special needs. So originally the program started specifically just for children with special needs. Eventually with inclusion, that program started evolving with including children with special needs as well as typicals. And so that program actually started in 1983. And then when Dr. Ann Campbell actually passed away in 2011, and that's when they, in 2014, they renamed the center from Project Help to Ann Campbell Early Learning Center. So right now, our center has children 15 months all the way up through kindergarten age that we serve that are typicals as well as children with special needs.
Okay, so you blend the children together.
We do. So it's an inclusive program, as well as we have the partnership with MTSU. So we have observation booths where students can come. They can observe in our booths, as well as we have hands-on opportunities for college students to come in the classrooms and volunteer.
Oh, this is great. So the youngsters who are students, and I shouldn't call them youngsters, but...
For us, they are.
Anybody who's under a certain age, they are going to be getting into this profession once they graduate.
Yes. So we have students from, obviously most of them are from the College of Ed. However, we have nursing students and psychology students that come over as well.
And this is for 15 months through kindergarten, probably
kindergarten age, yes, sir.
That's probably the most important span of learning.
Yes, it's early intervention, we feel, is such a critical age. And so this program is so fabulous because with the help of MTSU, there are so many hands working with these children. So it's amazing to see the progress these children make, not only the special needs, but as well as the typicals. Because many times you walk in a classroom and every child is getting their own little special attention because we have our teachers as well as MTSU students working with them.
Is there an increase in students that would be qualified as special needs students more than there have been in years past?
You know, we have, obviously, our waiting list is quite extensive. And, you know, for us, it's getting the word out to the community about our program. And, you know, the flip side also is, you know, our students, our MTSU students, it's extremely helpful for them to get that hands-on experience. So, for them, it's wonderful because when they go, once they graduate, then they've got that experience behind their belt and they can put that on their resume.
So when you come to this Saddle Up event, which is family friendly this year, so bring the kids, Friday night, July 29th at Murphy Center, will you be able to learn more about the ACE Learning Center?
Yes, this is a great chance for families to come and find out more about us and who we are. Teachers will be there, and we're going to have a variety of activities that are focused on children. So we're going to have a magician there. We are going to have Dance Murfreesboro. We'll have a straw bale maze. Discovery Center is coming with animals. We will have science activities. Possibly the Chick-fil-A cow will be coming because they are bringing in, they're donating some food for the children. We'll have chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
Ah.
We will have Horse Lasso, a gigantic coloring book for children.
So you're
so
really,
many
this
fabulous.
This is kid-friendly.
It is. It's going to be a hands-on activity night. Absolutely.
What about some of the other things that you have had in the past, like the silent auction?
Yes, so we will still have our silent auction, and so many exciting items we'll have at this night. We'll have Walt Disney World tickets, four Hopper passes for that, Southwest Airline tickets, Lanes, Trains, Automobiles, MTSU tickets I have for every single activity on MTSU. We've got basketball, football, everything we have. Jump Street, Frist, Tennessee Aquarium, Dollywood, Rain Tree Salon, gift certificate, Discovery Center at Murfreesboro, as well as Creative Discovery Center at Chattanooga. The list goes on and on of how many people have donated for this event.
So this is coming up again. If you just tuned in, we're talking about Saddle Up. And this is, obviously, when I said Project Help, that's an old name.
Yes, sir.
But this is Saddle Up, and it benefits what used to be Project Help, but it's the ACE Learning Center. And a phenomenal event coming up, and this is the 10th annual Saddle Up for the ACE Learning Center, 5:30 until 8 in the evening on Friday, July the 29th at Murphy Center, right there at MTSU. And this program serves ages 15 months through kindergarten. Do all of the parents who have children in this age group, do they all realize that there is a need that can be filled with the ACE Learning Center?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, for us, it's a matter of our parents know, and they are super excited about this event. Getting the word out is tremendous for this event because we are a nonprofit. And so we are fortunate to have supporters such as United Way and other agencies. But yet, our parents are so appreciative for the work we do, and we're thankful for that support.
Does this program cost parents anything?
It is. We do have, it is tuition-based, and the tuition helps pay for the teachers, yes.
Okay. Now, is the tuition a sliding tuition based on the family income?
We're probably about mid-range for tuition. However, that tuition is solely paying for the teachers. Everything else as far as supplies, anything that goes on within the building, that is where our fundraising comes into play. So building, things like that, as far as maintenance and things like that, we need extra funds for that.
We are so fortunate to have Middle Tennessee State University here in the community. I mean, this is just one of many areas in which MTSU brings things to our community and to our residents that just are not available anywhere else. I mean, that has to make you feel proud.
Oh, for me, it's a wonderful feeling because I'm an MTSU graduate, so to be able to be working at MTSU was just an absolute honor. So, and I've got the best of both worlds because I'm able to work with the babies and I'm able to work with college students on MTSU campus. So,
So
it's wonderful.
If somebody listening right now is thinking, I'd like to learn more about this program, what can they do?
They can call me at 615-898-2837 or email me at christy@mtsu.edu. And that they can contact me regarding sponsorships. We're needing sponsorships for this evening, as well as information about our program. You can also go to our website, which is www.mtsu.edu/acelearningcenter.com.
Once again, when is the Saddle Up event?
Friday, July 29th at Murphy Center from 5:30 to 8 o'clock.
Okay, and is there an admission, and how do you get
tickets? There is. It is $10 for each person, with a maximum of $50 per family.
Okay, and this is going to be something for every
and
age.
This will include everyone, and we will have included with the ticket cost will be food. We'll have barbecue sandwiches for adults, and that will include a side, chips, cookie, and as well as ice cream sandwiches for the children. We'll have Chick-fil-A, chicken nuggets, and chips, and a side, and ice cream sandwich, and drink, plus all the activities. So all that for $10 per person.
A night of information and entertainment, too.
Absolutely.
Like. Lots of fun coming up. The 10th Annual Saddle Up for ACE Learning Center, 5:30 until 8, Friday, July 29th at MTSU in Murphy Center. So you're expecting a big crowd if it's
We are. We are hopeful that this will be a great chance for the community to come out and see who we are.
Can you get the tickets at the door when you get there?
You can purchase at the door. You can also go online and purchase your tickets in advance.
Very good. Well, I really appreciate you taking time to come and tell us all about this. And your enthusiasm is contagious.
Yes. Thank you.
We thank you for joining us today. This is the new director of the ACE Learning Center, Christy Davis. You'll be hearing more from her in the future. I guarantee you that. Christy, thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Stay with us. Much more to come on MTSU Focus right here on WGNS.
This is MTSU President Sidney McPhee. You're listening to WGNS, your local connection to Blue Raider Atlanta.
WGNS AM, FM, online.
I invite you to join our family at Demas's Restaurant or at Peter D's.
For people that come in, I hope that they can feel that family atmosphere that they have, because we see them as part of our family. That's just something that everyone that comes in, both at Demas's and at Peter D's.
It's all based on delicious, and I mean truly delicious food, coupled with service that makes customers feel comfortable. We try to exceed customers' expectations.
My favorite item, it really splits between two. The chicken Santa Fe is one of my favorites with a side of Mexican spaghetti. I love those, and I eat that a lot. And then my second favorite item, the sirloin steak with a side of the meat sauce spaghetti. Those are my absolute favorites that I have. If I had to say what's my last meal and I get to pick it from Demas's, I'd probably pick both of those. I don't know if I could decide between the two of those, but those would be on my list.
Discover your favorites at both Demas's restaurant as well as Peter D's. Our family is ready to welcome you.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth, but at Played Against Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
We're talking with one of the younger customers at Bell Jewelers here in Murfreesboro. So I understand you're shopping for Mom.
I'm picking Mom a new bracelet.
I bet Mom would like a new bracelet. That sounds perfect.
I'm going to get her something special.
I bet you love your mom.
I love Mommy.
Bell Jewelers, the perfect place to shop for Mom, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend. Doesn't matter who. Everybody loves Bell Jewelers. Bell Jewelers in Murfreesboro on Broad Street across from Toots, a local tradition for over 135 years.
Weatherwise.
We'll see mostly sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the lower 90s, and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 70.
The Beasley Animal Foundation that serves Rutherford County is offering $30 off spay or neuter surgeries on cats and dogs. Animals must be in good health and certain restrictions may apply. Learn more at BeasleyAnimalClinic.com or call 615-890-6878.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here, too. We're more than talk.
Take it day by day. Cheer me up, cheer me up. Cause you're all that I've got. And I travel a long, long way.
Welcome back. Our salute to MTSU continues right here on WGNS. This segment, we're featuring Dr. David Gosher, the interim dean of MTSU's University College, and Dr. Peggy Carpenter, the assistant dean of academic outreach for MTSU's University College. Well, good morning, first of all, to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Tell us a little about this new applied leadership concentration that's going to be launched this fall. What's it all about?
Well, MTSU and University College has designed a new program for working adults who may have some college or may have none at all, but they are in the workforce already, have job experience, training on the job, things like that. And we have worked with some companies in our local area to design a program to help this kind of student to use their past experience and their knowledge that they have gained through years of working to be able to qualify for promotion, for management positions, for leadership positions within their company, maybe going back to school or going back to finish something that they didn't complete previously.
Now, are there businesses in the community who already have said, we want to be a part of that?
Absolutely. Actually, we worked with a couple of our business partners, particularly Bridgestone, to design this program. We talked with them, found out what kind of needs they had as a company, where their discrepancies were in qualifications for some of the positions that are coming open. And they helped us to identify areas that their employees needed in order to gain those positions. One of the things that companies are facing in our area is a very, very large retirement issue. We're reaching that part in our history that the baby boomers are aging out. You know, between 2007 and 2009, they're beginning to hit companies, and by 2020, there will be 55 million job openings due to retirements of baby boomers. And so companies are beginning to realize that fact and to identify issues and how to fill that gap in their employment.
Now, some of the businesses you mentioned are linking in with you on mm-hmm. this. Are they paying for some of the educational expenses for the students?
Yes. Many of our companies in our area have tuition reimbursement programs. Some will reimburse a student after they complete a class. Some pay for it up front. It all depends on the policies of that particular company. But many of our employers in the area are providing assistance to their employees for tuition cost.
Okay. I understand there's going to be a special event coming up that will help to introduce this new program to the public. The senior prom, is that right? Or is that something else? Somebody may have just slipped me some funny notes in here. I have something about senior prom, but obviously you look as if you don't know what that is. So we won't talk about the senior prom. Okay. Let's talk about some other things that you're doing here with this program. The Applied Leadership Concentration, which launches this fall and is targeting those already in the workforce. If you have, say, 2 years, 3 years mm-hmm. of college under your belt, and for one reason or another you did not complete your education. Some of the businesses are footing the bill for you to go back and get your degree.
That's correct. Let me tell you about the uniqueness of our program.
Okay.
It is a 40 college credit hour concentration, and the uniqueness of it is that it is offered completely online for the coursework, and it can also lead to professional certificates. Those 40 hours are divided up into 10 credit hour segments, each one of them earning a different certificate. And you may be aware that Governor Haslam's Drive to 55 initiative is to have 55% of Tennesseans with a certificate or college degree by the year 2020. Well, this supports that initiative as well, because a student, whether they have no college or whether they have some college or whether they even have already graduated, and some of our inquiries even have master's degrees already, are coming back to work on this leadership certificate. And theoretically, in one semester, a student could earn a certificate, 10 credit hours, through this program, because it begins with an intensive, we're calling it. It's an on-site 4-credit-hour class, lasts for 1 week, and a student can earn 4 credit hours and then follow that up with 2 online classes during the same semester, equaling 10 credit hours and earning 1 certificate. So 4 of those could actually lead to the concentration. But the beauty of the program is that a student could come for 1 certificate or they could come for the entire program. Either way.
You mean, in other words, and this is, you know, pretty far-fetched, but let's say somebody, for one reason or another, did not complete their college degree, mm-hmm. and they lacked 4 credit hours. They could get this certificate and have a college degree. Theoretically,
that's possible, yes. It's okay. A very individualized program, and so we work with each student individually. We do take their past experience. They can complete as many of these credit hours as they choose to. One of the other big incentives in our program is our prior learning assessment program. And that is where we offer students college credit for some of their professional certificates they may hold, licenses, job experience, things like that. We enroll them in our prior learning assessment class. They create a portfolio, and it's possible to earn some credit hours that way.
And I just want to point out a couple of unique things about this program.
Sure.
It is a leadership program, very collaborative in nature, in the sense that, as Dr. Carpenter said, we sat down and visited with Bridgestone, listened to what their needs were. They didn't necessarily need their potential managers being trained in management, but they were very specific about wanting a program in leadership. Military in nature. They had been doing some work with West Point and had some very strong, specific ideas about their definition of leadership. It was collaborative in that we worked with them. It's collaborative in that we worked with several MTSU academic departments, the Department of Management in the College of Business, the Department of Communication Studies, Organizational Communication, and the Department of Sociology and Anthropology in the College of Liberal Arts, and the Department of Military Science in the College of Basic and Applied Sciences. All of these departments are contributing courses and organizing one of the 4-hour intensive experiences that these students will go through. So that's something unique about the program. The other unique thing, as Dr. Carpenter just pointed out, is the ability of this program to utilize prior learning assessment, which basically is the recognition of college-level learning that's occurred in outside the classroom in other contexts. Specifically, for example, company training programs. We are University College, or actually Middle Tennessee State University, is, I guess, how do we put this? We have the largest prior learning assessment program in the state. We have a national reputation in terms of that program, and we've had people, I guess state governments from all over the country calling and asking us what we do and how we do it, why are we so successful at it, and so on. So it's nationally recognized. You put that together with this unique leadership approach, and we have a great program.
So when you describe this, I'm thinking as I hear this, you're looking for to train people to be better communicators, and then secondly, you said a military approach, which implies structure. So you're looking at showing people how to work within a structured format to be better communicators, thus better leaders.
Yes, I think it includes all of that. It also includes the notion of working together in teams, leading teams, problem solving, a variety of issues like that.
But each person is different, so yes, you would have to talk with each one to determine how many credits they need to complete the degree that they have already started at some point.
Yes, a person comes to us, inquires about the program. We will look at all the training they've had, all the prior college credit they've earned, see how all of that fits in, and develop a sort of personalized plan of attack for this particular program.
And when they complete their degree, is the degree in the area of study that they began, or does this have a new name to it?
They'll earn a Bachelor of Science in Liberal Studies with a concentration in Applied Leadership.
Oh, okay. Which, as if you're looking for a job, that sounds impressive. And I guess that's sometimes what counts. Make your point and show that, hey, I've gotten some training in being a leader.
Yes.
And that's what you need at your business.
Yes.
How would they know, can they check with you to see if the business where they work now, see if they're participating and if they would help to fund this?
Yes, they certainly can. They can contact us, and we have some resources already, like a list of those who have some different policies in the area. If not, we'll check for them. We'll find out and talk with their HR people and see if we can't get them.
So even if they're not a part of it, if their business is, they might be.
Absolutely. We just need them to come and talk to us.
Okay.
And we'll help them to learn how to navigate their HR area and find out what their corporate policies are.
Now, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call me directly, Peggy Carpenter, at 615-904-8092, or visit our website at www.mtsu.edu/adcp.
Now, are we too late to sign up for something this fall?
Absolutely not. The program is just kicking off this fall, so we are forming our fall group right now.
So you could be a part of the initial class, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a winner to me. Dr. Gotcher, tell us a little more, maybe something we've left out that we need to definitely include in. We have about a minute and a half left in the program, and I want to be sure that we have all of the information that the public needs.
Well, I guess I can go back and say how important for adult learners it is to take advantage of the prior learning assessment process. An adult learner coming back to the education table often gets a bit depressed, looking at the time factor and all of the credit hours that they still need to accumulate. But prior learning assessment may help them cut that down quite a bit. Also, we did not say that this is an accelerated program, that these courses are set up not on a semester basis, but on 7-week terms. So 7 weeks in the fall, 2 7-week terms in the fall, 2 7-week terms in the spring, and 2 7-week terms in the summer as well. And they can get through pretty quickly.
Can you do this at night when you're not at work?
Oh, yes.
Or in the day, too, depending on whatever their calendar is.
As long as you do the work.
Okay. That's what's is some of this online?
All of it's online. The whole degree is online except for the four 4-hour intensive courses.
Okay, so this really is at your schedule.
Yes.
Very good. Again, we thank you for sharing this information. Visiting with us, Dr. Peggy Carpenter, the Assistant Dean of Academic Outreach for MTSU's University College, and Dr. David Gotcher, the Interim Dean for MTSU's University College, telling about the new Applied Leadership Concentration that launches this fall. If you ended college early and would like to wrap up your degree, you still have a chance. Get with them. Our focus today on MTSU. Thank you for joining us.